Rod Sims, you're looking at ways of boosting productivity in your competition review, and one of the ways you point to is more privatisation, the privatisation perhaps of Australia Post and Medibank Private. You think that's the way to go?
I think the root and branch review is going to be hugely important for boosting productivity in Australia, Marius, and you boost productivity mainly through improving incentives, and you can do that through exposing more sectors of the economy to competition, and you can do it through making sure you've got the right owners of assets, because when the private sector owns assets, that does provide better incentives for better performance. Now, I did comment on the energy sector, which is a sector I know fairly well. I'm quite confident that had the network assets in New South Wales and Queensland been owned by the private sector, we'd probably have lower electricity prices than we do now, because we would have had more productive use of those assets.
But if you look to Victoria and the sale of power utilities there, there was no fall in prices as a result?
There has been a slight fall in South Australia, but I think these are issues you see over time. The very large network spend on poles and wires really occurred in New South Wales and Queensland, where the assets remained under government ownership, and much less so in Victoria.
Is there a downside to selling off public assets? It's obviously there are those who believe that it's much better to have these assets, like Medibank Private, in public hands.
I think the crucial thing for industries is that they face competition. That's what really matters. And when you have assets that are facing competition, the question of ownership really is one that who's the best owner of the asset? Who can run them most efficiently? If the only reason for owning for government owning commercial companies is through government ownership to serve social policy objectives, and I think usually, because if all you're after is maximum efficiency, then there's no question you'd have those assets owned by the private sector. If you're continuing to own them by government, then that's because you've got some social objective to achieve. Now, if you have a social objective, it's worth specifying what that is, and I suspect there's probably more direct ways to achieve that social objective.
When you look at something like Australia Post, do you think it is achieving a social objective yourself?
Oh, look, Australia Post is, that's really an issue for government, Marius. I was making a general point this morning, and I'll really leave it at that. I think there are direct experiences you can draw from the energy sector, but I've really got no parallel from which to comment on Australia Post or Medibank Private, for that matter.
When you look at the energy sector, petrol prices, you're watching petrol prices at the moment. Can public authorities do much more than watch in an area like petrol prices, although obviously you've been addressing things like vouchers provided by the big supermarkets?
Yes, having a monitoring role, Marius, can be a bit frustrating at times, because people think you actually have additional powers to deal with petrol prices, or indeed that you set petrol prices, whereas of course the ACCC has no role whatever in setting petrol prices. Our only role in relation to petrol is to make sure there's no anti-competitive behaviour. So we took some action late last year to accept undertakings from Coles and Woolworths in relation to their shopper dockets. We think that will have a beneficial effect on power petrol prices for those people who don't use shopper dockets. There's other issues we're looking at in relation to petrol, but it's really only the anti-competitive behaviour that we can look at. We have no role whatsoever in setting petrol prices.
So petrol prices are likely to go up. Is that within your ambit to look at that?
Well, if they go up because of a falling exchange rate or because of rising petrol prices overseas, because our prices are basically set by overseas forces, Maris, then there's not much anybody can do about that, including us. So we've got no powers in relation to that. I should also say that 90% of the petrol price you pay when you go to fill up your car is due to the landed international price for petrol and government taxes on petrol. So really, 90% is preordained by the fact that it's an internationally traded good and the fact that it's very heavily taxed. the other 10% is what we're dealing with through making sure there's no anti-competitive behaviour.
Rod Sims, I'll leave it there. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Marius.